Blog Talk Radio.
Dubstep. Try to make sure I remember to tell y'all who made these so you can go look them up. Yeah, go give that boy some love. That's a sick dubstep right there. Oh my god.
That is awesome.
I need to open like the first gamer strip club, like where girls are dressed up, you know, like Pokemon and Princess Peach.
Oh god. You would have like a dedicated fan base.
I know.
These fanboys, and Lara Croft would be up in there. Then you got to have the chick from Bayonetta in them heels.
Could they just slide out on the stage with the guns?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how many fanboys would be up in there?
Oh, they'd have a ton. I'd have a ton.
You would be like stacked. And then only allow girls to strip who knew their shit when it came to games.
Yep, you can't come in there like, I'd be like, okay, how many Lara Croft games are there? Okay, next.
can you tell me who Lara Croft is? Isn't she like a singer or something?
Like, then I get really, no. make it real serious. Tell me what one of the sayings on the loading screens for The Sims, SimCity 4, any of the Sim games, a saying from. Next. Reticulating swines.
You have nobody working there.
Reticulating swines, bitch, get off. Move. That's what you're supposed
to say. Bitch. God. I forgot it's nighttime. I can cuss now.
Yes.
I'm so used to daytime now. Okay, let me introduce the show. It's Thursday. It is July 18th, 2013, and we have been missing it for a couple days, but that was because of my fault. Because real life just bit me in the ass and would not let me go, and I did not have internet for over a day, and it drove me bonkers.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. I was not a happy camper.
No, she was not a happy
camper. She got an IM from me, she got a text from me over 24 hours of the internet.
I didn't even know what to say to console you. I was like, I'm sorry. I don't know what to do for you, girl. Sorry. I'm real sorry.
It made me sad.
It made me sad for you. I felt bad. I felt really, really bad.
It was horrible. It was so sad, man. It was so sad. Okay, moving on. So, I'm Snow White. I'm so used to working in the daytime now that I may not be my normal self when it comes to my normal cussing and stuff, but Corey's got me trained not to cuss now, y'all. Jeez.
What it do, nephew? Okay,
And that crazy lady is Corey / Gaminatrix. Hello, ma'am.
All right. Well, we got to get into some things we must discuss. This didn't happen, what I'm about to tell you about, until later in the day. So we didn't do it we didn't do it because it just came out. Let me give you I don't know if you'll be able to see this. We're going to try. Actually, the brunt of this, I'm having some serious like lag or something in my brain, and maybe I need to upgrade to a faster memory, some more RAM or something. I don't know.
Faster processor.
Yeah, I need
faster
a faster
processor up in there.
Yeah, I need a faster processor. I need like a million core or something. Okay, so this didn't happen.
I need more gigs of RAM. Too much porn in my brain.
hard drive has slowed down. Sometimes slow hard drives are good.
Yes. slow and hard. And
you set up Jay. I'm going to define normal. By the way, Jay, since you were one of the ones griping that there is no more Twitch, we've been on Twitch all week. Where have you been, good sir?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have.
So we have both.
We figured it out.
And our Ginger is better, but you all should still please do send her some love via Twitter and for Facebook. Leave her notes and tell her that you love her. She's been very ill. And it's not serious ill, but it's still very ill. And I know she would love for you all to say hello to her and tell her that you love her and miss her. Would be really helpful, I'm sure. All right. So anyway, what Snow has up on the screen is Google. Of course, they did their earnings call earlier today, which we refuse to sit in on earnings calls. I'm just going to tell you now, you developers, that some of you that listen
to our
show.
They're very boring.
Yeah, I can't do it. I have fallen asleep during. It was a Nintendo one, and I was snoring. I told y'all that story. I'm not even joking. I was snoring on the phone. Okay, so I don't want to do that. So we don't do earnings calls here. But Google has introduced something called Google Authorship today. And this the guy's website that this is on is ScottBuehler.com, who is explaining what Google Authorship is for those of you who have blogs and websites. So you might want to go and just check out what he's saying there, those of you who own websites. We all listen to each other's podcasts and things, so I try to help out when I can. Make sure you check these out, especially your WordPress people, your Tumblr people, and they want you to verify once you figure out what this is. They want you to make sure you verify everything and link it to Google+. Just go over there and check out what he has. I'm not going to tell you any more than that because Google may not like us sharing. I know you're like, why wouldn't they if you don't have a website? Put it that way. They may not want you to know some of these things. There's no need for you to know them. But those of you who have websites and blogs, even if you don't really do anything other than, you have a little blog where you write your mommy letters or something, I don't know. But make sure you check this out. It's necessary.
Did you really just say that?
I did.
Write your mommy letters.
They might write their mommy letters.
What the?
And also because some of you apparently really loved that I was calling out the Steam sales to you over, I don't know why, y'all like some of the oddest things I don't think that you'll like, but you do. So I will call out some Steam sales to you during the show hither and yon. So I will start off with telling you the Infestation Survivor Stories is now 75% off on Steam, and it's $3.74. Serious business, you can afford this, and a sandwich from Wendy's. And Gary's Mod is $2.49. That's 75% off of Gary's Mod. So if you have not played those, now is a good time to pick it up and get your game on. I already know what I'm playing after the show, and I'm sorry, Steam. It will not be anything on Steam. I got to go make some weapons. I got to play Jacksmith, and that's the end of it. I may be nice and tweet it to y'all, but probably I'm not because I need to pay attention. Got to get that cap on the end of it right, as I was telling Snow before the show. Got to get the cap on the end of a sword just right.
So we actually discussed this a little bit, and I think we may have to do an intervention. I'm fairly sure. Yes.
Now, if you want to, well, let me give this to Snow. I'm telling you about the game. She can kind of run a trailer. This Infestation Survivor Stories is a survival horror MMO that puts you in the post-apocalyptic world, viral outbreak, all that kind of business. And it is, again, an MMO. And the clock is already ticking. You got about 38 hours to pick this
one
up.
I don't want you bitches know how old I am. Don't look.
Oh, I'm sorry, girl. I should have warned you about that.
That's all right. That's all right. Y'all can know. Ain't no shame in my game. Damn. There we go.
Yeah, so if you want to play that, it looks to be interesting. Snow does not like zombies, so Snow, you look away from the screen while the trailer is running.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but those of you like me who like zombies and shooting them in the face, this is going to be fun time for you. You're going to love it. They're also accepting
good
gold.
Good God, $3.74? Are you kidding?
But it's very pretty if you can glance at the screen before they start showing anything. It's actually a very beautiful game for $3. It didn't get a good Metacritic score, but you know how we feel here about Metacritic, so.
Metacritic is a bunch of bullshit,
I'll
tell you.
Yeah, and you can, it's $3, really, even if you don't like it on Metacritic. It's $3, really. Where are you going to get a game that cheap? And an MMO.
Right?
I haven't seen an MMO that's a zombie survivalist, and apparently you can make your own little clans and things in it and has a reputation system so you can become lawful or you can be a bandit. They got melee, firearms, all kind of stuff. Works with your Windows 7, works with your Windows Vista, So us XP people are GT, or I'm sorry, S, what is it? SOL? Yeah, we're SOL. I had to find my correct acronym, SOL. So the rest of you, though, play away. Enjoy. Tell me how you like it. Do you like it in the face with the butt of the gun?
I'll tell you how I like it.
We know you like it in the face.
Okay. I do, actually. Okay, moving on.
All right.
I think they know way too much about us. I'm just saying.
Actually, they know nothing because we are not like this.
They really don't.
About 3 hours of the day.
Ow!
Not like this about.
No. It's 3.5. It's 3.5.
The 3.5 hours out of the day that we're not this way.
Yes.
Did you have something that you want to discuss? Because I know we were.
Actually, I do. There's something that I'm actually a little annoyed about. I've been a little obsessed with Star Wars The Old Republic. I don't know why. I really don't. But I'm kind of obsessed with it lately. I've even had dreams about it. So we might do an intervention on me later. Mm-hmm. But that's not what I'm talking about. What I am talking about is I was leveling up a little newbie, a Jedi stage healer. I like being a healer. So I was leveling up a healer. And I want to talk about the general chat that was going on. For those of you who have ever played WoW and have played on the Horde side, there is a particular zone called the Barrens. And the chat in the Barrens is notoriously just ridiculously stupid. Like misogynistic, racist, homophobic, you name it, that happened in the Barrens. Well, take the Barrens, add a Star Wars flair to it, and put it on Coruscant, which is the homeworld for the Republic, and there you have it. That was the chat I was listening to today. It was misogynistic. They were talking about raping women and talking about how
what?
They like big titties on. Yes, I'm not kidding you. I actually had to turn the chat off. I was so annoyed.
You didn't report that to a GM, the rape thing?
Yes, I did. I reported it. I don't know if it did any good. They just kept going, and then they just talk about how like big titties and guys like, well, I'm an escort for an old folks home, and I mean it was just really stupid stuff. And then it got to be racist, talking about President Obama, of course talking about he's black, and started saying disparaging remarks about him. And then it got to be homophobic. You fag. That's so gay. You know, and just all of the crap. And then they started whining because no women ever play video games. And I'm sitting here playing the game, reading this chat, and I pipe in and go, half the women that, well, most of the women that I know that play video games wouldn't even bother to respond to any chat here or even want to be around you people
did you say
of what
that?
You're saying.
Did you say that?
Yes, I did. I said most of the women I know that play video games are too intelligent to lower themselves to the type of conversation that you're having in this chat, and you wonder why no women want to spend time with you. Seriously. It makes me wonder if these kids even have, I don't know, I turned chat off. I got annoyed with it. I didn't want to argue. And it makes me wonder if these kids even have girlfriends or even significant others in real life. Maybe they are gay. Maybe they want a boyfriend. But I gotta tell you, most gay guys I know will not stoop to what half that shit that I was reading in that chat. It was ridiculous. And the reason I'm ranting about this is I know young kids. I just got beat. That what?
That was me.
I know that young kids. Okay. I know young kids play this game, and I know. Young boys play this game, and guess who they look up to? Most young boys who play video games, they look up to the people who play video games with them. So if they see this crap going on in chat, most kids are impressionable. They're going to assume that this shit's okay to do in everyday life, and they're going to get their ass kicked, they're going to get severely hurt, or they're just going to be a pariah in society. It is fucking ridiculous that this is allowed to happen, and they really need some chat mods, really need some chat mods, even if it's just one person's job the entire fucking day to watch the chat and just skim for buzzwords. How about tits, rape, fag, gay, I don't really like this word, nigger. I saw that a few times in the chat.
Oh, God.
Okay? I'm serious. All
well, you know, that was that. Remember, we kept hearing that in APB, and I was like, really?
Yes. They really, game companies really need to
get back,
put money
back
into
games.
Getting mature people.
Yes. They used to do it. They used to be, you know, I don't remember a time in EverQuest that you could say anything like that out loud in a broadcast chat. City of Heroes was also like this. Dark Age of Camelot. These older,
you would get your ass banned in a heartbreak.
All they had, they saw it, and there was pretty much, they were judge, executioner, and jury right there. If you typed it, there's nobody hijacked your little fingers. You typed it, you're out. So I'm, I agree with you. Companies really need to step up and start watching their games more, because this is why that little boy in Texas got put in jail. Now, we all agreed that it was harsh here that he went to jail, but at the same time, if game companies would start stepping up and listening, I hate to say it, unfortunately, this is the one time, Xbox, you need to monitor yourselves. Forget the government. You need to have somebody that's their, you know, several people, this is their job. They kind of pop into a game and play. They can play with other people. People can know who they are, but if somebody's making comments like that, they get one warning beforehand, you know, before the match, anybody saying, you know, you already know what you're not supposed to say, you're out. We're going to take your Xbox Live account, and you won't be back for a while. And I don't care if you go get a new Xbox Live account. We got it mapped. We know who you are. No, there will be, you cannot play on Xbox Live anymore. If you get another account, we'll just ban that one. That's your money. If you got it to keep spending, that's fine. But we will ban every single account every time we realize you're on. So they really need to step up. MMOs need to step up, and it's easier for MMO.
Yes.
Oh gosh.
Have you know there are players that will want the I guess the honor of being a mod of any kind of mod in an MMO that they love. They'd love to do it. Some of them will even do it for free, just for the bragging rights.
There were people at EverQuest that did that job, and all they had was a free game account.
Yes. I would do it for a free game account. Screw
they,
that.
They had a separate account that they would use for work, for, you know, to be the GM, and then they had their main account was free for them because they did that. They didn't get any major perks, but you know, your account being free opens up a lot.
Right. And I honestly believe that if companies started taking responsibility for their product, for the quality of their product, and yes, this does tear down the quality of Star Wars for me. It made my time in the game today not as fun as it could be. Even when I turn chat off. I mean, turning chat off is an okay solution, but then again, if I need to communicate with somebody, like if I need to find a group for a particular mission that I can't do by myself, or if I have a general question, then how am I going to communicate with people if I have that chat off, because these people are being complete bigots? I mean, how am I supposed to do that? So it tears down the enjoyment of the game for mature players like me. I would never, ever say shit like that in open chat. I may say jokingly to friends in private.
Now Jay is saying, he says, when some people get behind the anonymity of a screen name, that's their opening to become raging idiots. And he says he's seen the same thing in Star Wars.
It really
Old
is.
Public. I don't... That's one of those where they actually
have
silent.
I hate to say it.
What?
Yes, I hate to say it, but I have seen it mostly in free-to-play games. I really have.
Yeah.
Because people are not paying for the game. They don't have any real investment in the game. So if they get banned, it's not a big deal. They can just create another free account. It's no big deal. And most of the free-to-play games, and plus, it's the younger kids trying to be all badass on the internet and say all this shit that they know goodwill their parents will beat their ass for saying, and otherwise.
That is exactly why I have been pushing for this for years, is an ID. It's a gamer ID. And a lot of people are like, well, I don't want that. And I don't want Xbox watching me. But a gamer ID is something all of the retail outlets can get on board with. All it is saying, you know, this is me, and this game is registered to me this way. Not that they're going to track you, not that they can stop you from sharing it, any of that. Just that I'm, you know, I showed ID, I'm over 18 years of age, and it's okay for me to have GTA. And I think if you have a small child, you let them loose on their Xbox Live account, it may be their gamer tag, but if they get in trouble, then, you know, if they have this ID thing, Xbox is on the phone to you saying, you know, your son or daughter was saying racist comments, and bam, here's the tape. And it shows that the person that owns this ID, this particular gamer tag, is under the age of 18, but is registered to you as a guardian and or parent. What are you going to do about this? We're banning them from playing Xbox Live. They're not allowed to create an account. Something that's going to create some type of consequence for them, because otherwise, yeah, you're right. They can keep doing it. And a GM, I'm almost thinking of wishing that GMs would just be like, if you have a free account, if it's, you know, you can't prove you're over 18, again, that's what this ID would do, you can't even talk. You can't talk.
Yes, I agree.
You don't have access to chat. You can watch it all you want, but the only person you can talk to is the GM or in the help channel, because they can create a help channel that's just for free-to-play players. I don't think a lot of companies were ready. They keep moving to the free-to-play model, but they're not actually have teams in place to handle it. Stuff that they don't do, the only people I've seen do this, ironically, is Fallen Earth. You know, you ever seen in Fallen Earth where the company actually has somebody that they advertise their deals that are going on,
yep,
with their stuff? Like, you know, for now, for the next hour, if you want to buy a mount, it's only going to cost you 50 cents. And that's how they stay in business, believe it or not. They make a whole lot of money that way. I almost bought one day. I said, 50 cents? I got quarters? Wait a minute. I can't give you actual 50 cents.
let me go look at my couch real quick.
Let me look at my BCBG purse that costs hundreds of dollars and find two quarters, because that's all I can afford. I didn't pay for it. It was a gift. Now I have to hide my purse.
That's the best kind right there.
Oh, yes.
It's just, you know what? It made me so angry, because I love that game. And the reason I love the game is the storyline. I adore the storylines in this game. I can play it on more than one character, because you can have different choices. You know, you can have different outcomes for the story. You can have different romantic relationships with different companions. There's just so many different things you can do with the storyline, and that's why I play it. But it's the community that has soured me on most MMOs that I play. WoW being one of them. I don't like to talk to people in WoW because they're idiots. And then now it's turning into Star Wars is the exact same thing. And I saw it a little bit on other planets, higher level planets, but then when I made a newbie, it was just like rampant idiocy all over the fucking place. This is totally ruining this game for me.
Okay.
That was my rant for the day.
It was a good one. All right. I don't know how many of you are old enough to remember a little game called Shadowrun.
I remember that.
Well, it's just a mere 7 days, actually 6 days and 15 hours away, and they sent us over an exclusive trailer you are only going to see up in this piece.
What?
That's what I just gave you.
Have that?
Yeah, you already got it. Roll that footage. Roll it.
Rolling. Hold on, Pookie. It's coming up. Roll it.
No, ma'am.
Okay. It's going to take a couple seconds to play. Let me turn up the volume. Oh, it's already up. Good.
We can't hear that.
It's not playing yet.
We can't.
You know this twit. Oh, there it goes.
So I told him I would run it tonight. Yeah, did you ever play Shadowrun? No. Can you click that button to make it bigger, please, ma'am, so the people can see it? Oh, she went full screen on y'all. What y'all gonna do?
I can't hear you.
We can't hear the trailer. We can only hear you.
What?
See, now I'm gonna have to type to her.
What? I'm right here. Oh, we can't hear the trailer. Oh.
Yes, so no need you being quiet. No need you being all quiet. Go ahead.
All right, playing.
So we can talk about it while we watch. Did you ever get to play Shadowrun?
No, I did not. I would love to play Shadowrun, actually. I think I would thoroughly enjoy it. I think it's my kind of game.
You didn't play any of them?
No.
Well, I'm going to tell you why you will love it. Okay, because this is your style. This is kind of... I think probably you and Ginger would both love this futuristic steampunk kind of thing going on. You get to pick your character class, which is either, as you see there, the tank. You got your Decker, who is like, you know, Neo in The Matrix. Matter of fact, I've told you guys before, history. The Matrix actually comes from the name The Matrix actually comes from this game. It's the first time I ever saw the words The Matrix in 1990-something, playing this on Sega Genesis. It was not, you know, the Wachowski brothers. I know they want to fool y'all. So you have your Neo character, you got your magic, your mage character, and then you got your samurai. And your job is...
See, can you see it when I run it full screen?
I don't know if we could or not. But you have your missions. It has a beautiful storyline. It's set in the year 2022 or 20 something like that. Not 2022, but 2024, 2080 something. I can't remember. And you have a, like I said, wonderful storyline going on in the background. But you're, in order to uncover the story, you of course have to break into these buildings, office buildings, and everybody has their role. It's only four of you. So the Decker, of course, is supposed to hack everything. You log in and you hack the security system, the cameras, and turn off the alarm so that the guards are not alerted. And those guards in the buildings are not to be fucking trifled with, because they have some armor that I'm sure some police officers, if they could see it, would be like, I need that shit. Yeah, 2054 is when it's set in. So you go in, you get the information. The hacker, of course, is the star, because they're going to get the information you need. You got to keep the people off of him or her mm-hmm. while they do it. And the hacking is not the same as is pretty much like The Matrix. Once you're in there, you have physical manifestations of the firewall, of the antivirus, of everything, and you have to have the right things in your deck or your whatever you want to call it, your iPad or whatever. Whatever it was called in there, and you have to have those things in there to be able to stop it, slow it down, so that you can get past this node and get the information and then get out. And yes, the computers in this game will fight back and it will knock you the fuck out, meaning your teammates got to drag you out of the building all the while keeping the guards off of you and them so that nobody dies, you know, firing back and forth. Really adrenaline pumping. And I haven't played this one yet. Hello there, people over at Shadowrun. You send in trailers, sweetie. It harebrained schemes. Thank you.
You can send us stuff. Send us stuff, not just trailers.
Gimme. Put it in my hand. Gimme. So yeah, once I think we'll have an early one. If they give it to me early, I do promise you guys I will Twitch it so that you can watch and get a gist of what's going on, and probably play with some crazy people who will talk smack to me, and I'll talk smack back to them. But excellent game. If you never got to play it, there is some abandonware laying around the internet of the original games for NES and for Sega Genesis. I promise you will absolutely adore it. You'll fall in love with it, everything about it. And the really old school people. Did that break
you
up?
May want to explain what abandonware is.
Abandonware means the company just left it. And you can have it. It's free. And you shouldn't get in trouble for having it. The original game. It's not the original game. The original game is like the old Dungeons & Dragons. It's a tabletop game. I was looking around to see if I still knew where my book was so I could show you, but I actually have the Shadowrun book, one of the books. And if I find that later, maybe I'll put it up on Facebook for you so you can see that. And that is a beautiful work of art. I don't know who did all that work, but it's gorgeous. So if you're really old school, you like your tabletop gaming, you can go pick this up at any comic book shop. But if you're, you know, straight console, you can find Abandonware. Again, you have to get an emulator. If you don't know what an emulator is, go look it up. Get an emulator, and you can find the Super NES and the Sega Genesis version. And from what I hear, they're both different. And each version has several different endings to the story, much like our games do now. So you won't get the same ending twice.
I love that.
I like when they do that. You get bang for your buck. Of course, games were only $20 then. but... So I got a whole lot of bang for my buck. So somebody mugged me for my laptop. Oh, that hurt me. Did I ever tell you that happened? Somebody took my laptop. I had all my games in there.
Yeah, you told me that. I was like, oh, right in the gut.
Yes.
Right in the gut.
I did. I remember grabbing my stomach. And interesting you should say that. I remember grabbing my stomach standing in the parking lot of my car, and I can't believe I was that stupid to leave my laptop and my case with all my games in the car. And we're not talking about a small amount of games here, people. We're talking at least $300 to $400 in games. You do the math on that there. Oh, that hurts me still. If I ever catch you, whoever did it, ever catch you, cutting off the fucking thumb.
Whoever did it. That is the end for you. All right. Keep that in mind.
Ooh, cutting off your fucking thumbs. Nobody's. Oof. Okay. I think it's time.
We ain't having all that.
I can't cut off thumbs. Why can't I cut
no,
off?
I'm talking about we ain't having people stealing shit. That ain't
that's
cool.
Not gonna happen again. All right, time for me to do another call out really quick. I'm getting prodded here on Skype. You people who never, ever, ever played Port Royal. I just picked one at random. Port Royal 3.
All right, go ahead.
No, ma'am. The Port Royal Port Royal 3. It is on sale for $13.59 until July the 22nd. Go and grab it. That's 66% off of the normal price. And I think they're saying this game has full controller support, so you can plug your controller into your computer and play it just that way. It's got two different single-player campaigns, naval battles, raids, plundering, invasions, 16 different types of ships. You can organize and trade with 60 different cities, such as Port-au-Prince or Tortuga. It has a multiplayer mode for up to 4 players, and it has a trade system with supply and demand, setting the prices dynamically for goods and wares like in the real world. So if you like those kind of games, you can play it. This one will work with your Windows XP, your Vista, and your Windows 7. Looks like it's not asking for much. I didn't give Snow a trailer because I didn't realize they had one until just this second because it started up on the page. But anyway.
That is all right.
I don't know that this is going to be one that every gamer is going to like. It is, it looks interesting, I suppose. Port Royal. It's kind of interesting. I remember playing this now that I'm looking at it. I was not amused, I will tell you. I was not at all amused with the town parts when you had to go into the cities. The battles are epic, I will tell you that much. You can get down close and see the wood splintering and stuff when you shoot the cannons, but going into the town, I was annoyed as fuck. I just dropped off gold. How come when I come back, you ain't got none and you're begging for more shit? I just dropped it off 2 seconds ago. Yeah, so anyway, hopefully you'll enjoy that one, but it's $13. Pick it up. Pick it up.
Okay. Pick it up. Pick it up. Drop it like it. I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay, we got to talk about Deus Ex because we didn't get to talk about it last week, actually. Remember the game, the Deus Ex the Fall? Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, I lied. We did talk about Deus Ex the Fall, and they don't like jailbroken devices.
Yes, we did talk about that, yes.
Why did I forget that? Fuck that.
Because you are so excited, and I know something happened to you, and you are just excited.
What happened to me? Something good happened to me? Not yet. We will talk
about
we're talking about Nintendo 3DS. Nintendo 3DS. Nintendo is pointing and laughing at some of y'all, saying, ha ha, bitches.
I was like, ha ha. Sorry, Nelson. We turned into the Nelson of the gaming world.
I got to tweet that first of all. why are they pointing and laughing? Because they kicked ass last week in sales. They are second, and Animal Crossing New Leaf came in second to Last of Us, which is not an easy feat on a handheld console. Apparently, retail sales, for the most part, are declining. The NPD Group had a report that shows the industry sales, our sales here in the U.S. dropped 15%. And yes, that includes you PC gamers, too. Actually, ours fell 14%. I say ours like I'm only a PC gamer. I play everything. So sales on the hardware, who came out on top with all the sales dropping? The 3DS. That's right. 225,000 3DSs were sold during this past month, making it the top-selling game system for the period, which is a 40% jump over last year, which ain't bad. Nintendo did reveal some other data. They said their software sales were up, get this, 105% over last year. 3.6 million combined physical and digital units of first-party Nintendo 3DS software has been sold, representing an increase of more than 85% over the same time frame last year. And Animal Crossing New Leaf sold 505,000 copies, with 20% of them being digital only sales. Hot. Donkey Kong Country Returns sold 108,000 copies. Yeah. Anyway, they kicked ass. Xbox came in second to 3DS. Nintendo. They said they're not concerned with you piddly people. No, they didn't say that. Let's not put words in their mouth. They kicked ass. What can you say? Wow, go Nintendo. I'm still looking through the charts. Wow. I want to play Animal Crossing New Leaf so bad. Thank you so much, Trixie, for inciting the hunger, the lust for it. I cannot play it yet. I have to wait till it's cold. Can't play Animal Crossing when it's hot. I need to be cold and in my chair, wrapped up in my blanket, and have the earbuds in and hear the nice, relaxing music so I can doze off to sleep. Did I tell you that's how I used to put Baby Nature to sleep? Do y'all?
Did y'all know that?
That's how I used to put her to sleep when she was a baby. We would play Animal Crossing. The nighttime music is very, you know, jazzed and mellowed out. So I'd play, and she'd stare at the screen. She had no idea what she was looking at. But the music was so soothing, she'd fall asleep. So that's why she's a gamer.
That's probably why.
I put it in her early. Very, very early. Okay.
That's awesome, though. You know what I did? Hold on. Let me try to remember it.
Uh-oh. Cool.
Wait. Wait for it. Wait for it. Motherfucker. I think I forgot. Hold on. It's right there. No, it's not. I forgot.
Put it together. Well, if you don't, I can talk about our new CFO at Microsoft, Amy Hood. Are you ready? Or do you want me to jump in here?
Go ahead, because I really can't remember. This is not even funny. What the heck? I had something else to talk about. Damn.
Thank you. Of course, Microsoft had a bad quarter. It's been all bad news for them. Just, you know, do I need to write it down for you, Matrix? The whole Xbox thing. The NSA things. Everything's been bad. But the new chief financial officer, Amy Hood. They also had their earnings call today, which we do not sit on. I need to stress that to you again, because they keep sending invitations. We do not do conference calls. We don't. Not for those anyway. She said she's stepping up to the plate. I have to give her credit. She says, we know we have to do better. And this is why we made some strategic and organizational changes last week. Sounds to me like some people lost their jobs, and they probably deserve to. They made some changes. Yep. They promoted a few employees to new, more powerful roles, including Terry Mason, who will lead the operating system development for Windows, Windows Phone, and Xbox Live. Julie Larson-Green, who we told you ran the world last week, will head up the hardware and entertainment division. And Hood said that they will host an event targeting analysts in September to discuss how the company will change its reporting of business divisions due to the changes. In regard to the huge $900 million change, according to VentureBeat, this is because Microsoft reduced the Surface RT inventory by $150 per unit and the RT tablet inventory adjustments. And she says she believes the price increase will accelerate Surface RT adoption and position them for better success. I think this is a very smart woman, and she put a couple of women in some very key roles, as we were saying earlier today. We were talking about Siobhan. Did we ever figure out how to pronounce her name?
I think Siobhan is. I think that'll do. I really don't remember how to pronounce that name. It's something weird, though. I know that.
Yeah, we need somebody Scottish, because I think that's a Scottish name. Siobhan Reddy, the Media Molecule Director. Yes, who was saying we need more women in some key roles, game development, programming.
Spell it for me.
Siobhan. The B may be silent.
That's what I thought.
The B
is a feminine Irish name.
It's okay. I was close. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Oh, I'm gonna get cut. I'm sorry, my Irish.
You are about to get cut.
Yeah, they don't like that shit at all. I don't care if we write next to each other. I hate them bitches. That's how they are.
Oh, it's Siobhan.
Siobhan. Siobhan Reddy.
Yeah.
Siobhan Reddy.
I told you it was something weird.
Siobhan Reddy. So she's. I got the Reddy part right. Siobhan
Reddy.
Yes,
you do.
So she's, of course, was saying we need more women involved in gaming. But she's overseas. She's not here in the U.S. It's going to take a while before we get them here. But, well, we got those few at Microsoft. And we got Melissa Mayer there at Yahoo, who is apparently doing a bang-up job. Miss Melissa Mayer running the Yahoo over there, showing them how it's done. That's right, I got a baby, and I'm running a multi-million-dollar company. What, bitch? That's what I say when I come into work every day. Wouldn't you say that? I would.
Yes. I'd be walking in with the swagger, be like, what, bitch? Yeah.
I got the baby. You have to come in with the baby on your hip, and the diaper bag, and the phone in one hand, and look at your assistant. Get my fucking coffee. Now.
Bitch.
That's
yeah, for the bitch end.
Yeah, bitch.
Every time I hear about a woman who is accomplishing so much like that, in the back of my head, that Alicia Keys song keeps playing.
Which
Superwoman.
One?
You know what it is?
I don't know.
You've never heard it?
Mm-mm.
Girl, I mean, okay, I will give you a link to it because it's a good song.
Well, we'll do that later. Sorry, Alicia Keys lost me a while ago.
I love Alicia Keys. Love them. Love her. Love her.
I don't dislike her. I'm just not interested in hearing what she's got to say. Sorry, Alicia. I think you're brilliant. I'm just not interested. like she's trying to
a
tell me
a few of the songs get me.
Look,
right? I'm not
me.
Interested in buying your insurance.
Stop calling here. Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
All right. This is another thing we didn't get to cover.
Sorry again.
You know what? I'm going to need you to stop. Another thing we didn't get to cover earlier today, since snow is not prepared. Bad snow.
What?
Not prepared.
I was prepared. I just forgot it.
You came
with a good
one,
too. Really
one? Really?
No, two. I had two. I forgot one of them.
Anyway, just so you all know, the NSA is also pointing and going, ha-ha, bitch, we already got you. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, I know y'all heard NSA and the hairs rose in the back of your neck. In Russia, President Putin's office just stopped using computers and switched to typewriters.
Smart. That is smart.
If you've not been keeping up, according to VentureBeat, the National Security Agency, NSA, PRISM program has been all over the place this week and last week and the week before. And PRISM provides the NSA with access to data on servers of ones you're using right now to listen to us, Microsoft, Google, Facebook. They're extracting audio. They're listening to us now. Video chats, photographs, emails, your documents. And PRISM is just a part of the NSA's larger mass electronic surveillance system program that covers every possible path you might use to communicate with your Nana. Tapping raw data as it flows through the fiber optic cables, internet peering points, copying addresses on all letters you physically mail, all credit card purchases, your phone calls, your location, and all hell broke loose, of course, when Edward Snowden told everybody about this. Now, most of us, and I found this out because I talked to someone stupid last weekend, and yes, I'm calling him stupid,
stupid,
you have to say it that way, think that the NSA's job is just to crack encrypted messages. No, that's a last resort. They have figured out how to get to the messages before you've encrypted them. And that they're not above using keyloggers, apparently, according to this article, on keyboards or recording your keystrokes or detecting the images of characters as they were being drawn on your monitor. And every desktop and laptop has one way or another for the NSA to get inside. Are y'all scared yet?
Yep.
I've
been scared.
All right. Okay, now, how are you feeling about this?
Me? I think it's bullshit.
Do you look at Edward Snowden as hero?
No.
Or you don't think he's a hero? You don't think he's a whistleblower, or do you think he's a snitch?
It's difficult for me to kind of keep the two apart, but this whole thing is just kind of, I got beat that again. Why did I get beat that? Oh.
This is me.
All right, let me go ahead and post this. Okay.
No, don't post that. Don't post that. That's
oh,
for you.
Oh, okay. I got you.
We're being watched,
okay,
girl.
Okay. 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 Mm-hmm. This whole situation, just there shouldn't be a need for someone to snitch, you know? That's the thing that makes me angry. And for an entire government to stop using computers, obviously they're doing something. Shit's going down. You know what I mean?
Typewriters?
That kind of makes me nervous. Right?
That, like, reduced productivity by, like, 75% for them to have to go back to typewriters because these people don't even know how to use a fucking typewriter. They're like, where's the enter key?
I mean, you have to know how to change the ink ribbon. You have to know how to put the paper in there. fix the keys. You got to know all this shit. It's going to be ridiculous. It's going to be ridiculous.
And
but this is just making me angry. And I finally remembered.
Wait, no. You better hope you got one of those last typewriters before they put computers out that can erase the last character. Because if you didn't, your ass is fucked. You got to white out. You got to get the white out and white it out. Oh, my God. Okay, but continue. I'm sorry to interrupt you. What were you saying there?
That's all right. I was just going to say that I finally remembered what I was going to talk about earlier.
Okay, well, bring it after you say what you were going to say about the Edward Snowden. Okay. So, what do you think about him again? What are you going to say?
It's difficult for me to actually say whether he's a hero or not, because on one hand, letting people know what's going on is good. On the other hand, he basically just spilled the beans and all this shit going on. So it's difficult for me. This is always a hard thing for me in any situation. You know, whistleblowers, you can call them snitches, you can call them whatever. It's difficult for me to say that they are either good or bad depending on the situation. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm kind of like...
Well, see, this is the bad part is I've heard a lot of people who really, they have no idea what's going on. And I hate to be all conspiracy theory, but our media, all the stories come from the same place, the TV media. And that's is it NPR, whoever it is? So they all have the same news story. Nobody really does the journalism thing anymore where they go to get the story and find out what happened and then share with you the actual story. They just kind of take their take on what's given to them, put their take on what's given to them. So people hear things. So this stupid person I was talking to last weekend says, Edward Snowden, he should be punished for his crimes. You know, he committed treason. And I says, and you don't think you needed to know some of that stuff? No. I said, do you know what it was he was telling you? Well, he's telling me, I don't know what he was saying. He was telling you that somebody was spying on your cell phone. You didn't want to know that? Well, yeah, I want to know that. So why would you think he needs to be punished?
That's kind of where I am. I mean, in a way, he did commit treason. He did.
He did.
He did commit treason. But on the other hand, he told us stuff that we need to know, which... That's why I'm kind of waffling back and forth, because I love the United States. I do. I'm fiercely patriotic. And may not seem like it sometimes, but I really am fiercely patriotic. I love America. So on one hand, I'm kind of like, he pretty much just, you know, fucked over the government there. But on the other hand, the government's fucking us over, too. So we need to know.
Yeah.
So do we like him? Do we not like him? I mean, I am a little confused.
I gotta say, I'm a little bit up in the air. I like what he did, but I'm concerned for his welfare. Anybody know where he is right now?
Yes.
Do we know where he is? Anybody know where he is? I heard he was living in the airport somewhere in Russia, or he was. He's since moved out of the airport. I don't know what to say about that. It's something that we desperately needed to know. And I know the NSA, somebody in there is under the impression that they're doing the right and good thing for us, but it's never a good idea to lie to your people about what you're doing. I cannot. I don't.
You want to talk about creating animosity and creating distrust in the government? There you go.
Yeah.
It's going to take forever for people to be able to trust the government if they ever do again.
I'm not trusting them.
Hell no. I love my country. Love America. Can't stand the government.
I'm very disappointed at you, government. Go to your room.
Right. No internet for you. Thank God. off internet. You are restricted from the internet, government. That's right. Take it away.
Man, it is old school gaming week. Okay, I got a whole list of remakes. Another remake that was a favorite of mine back in the day, Flashback, which was one of the first games to use FMV, full motion video. Also, excellent story, by the way. They're doing an HD remake. It's 20 years old. So if you haven't played that one, I believe that one, I don't know if that's Abandonware, but you can probably find it somewhere. Not that we told you to do that. But it is available.
No, not at all.
It is available if you want to pay for it. You could get it on your iPhone or on your PlayStation, your PC. Very good game. I'm not going to tell you what that one's about. It's supposed to be futuristic. It actually maintains its futuristic sense, even though it's 20 years old. A lot of those, some of those technologies in the game now do actually exist, and some do not yet. And it's called Flashback Origins is the new one, but you'll like it. I promise you, you'll like it. It's amazing to me that that game was on a Sega Genesis, and it was considered so cutting edge and so resource intensive for the Sega Genesis, and now your phone will run it. Your cell phone. That is fucking amazing.
It's awesome. Let me talk about what I want to talk about real quick.
Do it.
I remembered. Okay. So I was in Walmart with my my niece and my mom, walking around, hanging out, doing whatever, right? Walk by the video game section. I'm a gamer. They have no idea about games, but I wanted to go there because I'm a big dork. So I walked by the video game section. I saw this mom and dad looking at games, and they were trying to buy games for their little kids. Hey, guys.
No, man.
Sorry. The kids are no older than 8. The oldest is maybe 8. The girl and 2 boys, one of the boys is very, very young. So she's looking at games, and she's like, I have no idea. She's talking to her husband. She's like, look, we've been here a long time. I don't know what to get. They say they want a game for their birthday. I don't know which one to buy. I'm all confused. So, of course, I'm like, dun, 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 Super Snow to the rescue. I walk over. I'm talking to them, and I'll get to the point of the story in a minute. Just listen to the fucking story. So I'm talking to them, and I'm like, look, okay, Xbox and PlayStation are mainly for older kids. They have a lot more older kid games. If you're looking for young kids, you want to head over to Nintendo because they're always good about making the kids that are, making the games that are, boring myself. Making the games for the young kids that are cartoony, they're fun, they're active, that kind of thing. That's a Nintendo good. The point of the matter is a complete stranger had to walk up to this woman and explain which games are good for kids because guess what? There was no ESRB sign anywhere.
What's
in that Walmart?
Oh.
It was in Newberry, South Carolina. I did not see any ESRB sign. They had nothing explaining what games, what the ratings meant. They had nothing saying what games are bad or good for the kids. So a complete stranger had to walk up to this woman and this guy and be like, look, this is bad, this is good. I had to explain what the ratings meant. ESRB really needs to start cracking down on this shit because if I had not been there, she may have gotten him something like GTA. You know what I'm saying?
You know, Walmart wants very badly. They always want gamers' business. And they always want, they don't do any really midnight launch things, but they'll have games and they'll tell you, you can come and buy it after midnight because they're open 24 hours. But they do not technically cater. They do not cater to us in any kind of way at all. And that's upsetting to me. And if you try to say anything to them, they do not understand the gravity of how bad things can get because they give a kid a game that they're not supposed to have, not having the ESRB signs posted. And as you said, the ESRB is really not cracking down on them as they should. They should come and tell Walmart, I know you're making a lot of money, especially when these new consoles come out. If we don't come through, we come through here and we don't start seeing these signs, we're going to start telling these companies to pull their consoles from your shelves. Because, Toys R Us did not fuck around once we got in their asses at time. They put them under every single game. Not one big sign. Every single game has the rating under it, what it means. And so, and even the local Target, again, and my local Walmart is on and off. You can find an ESRB sign there when somebody there takes it down. So it needs to be stressed to them, especially since we keep getting blamed for when bad things happen. The ESRB really needs to step up and start trying. I don't know what kind of power they have, but if they have any, they need to start flexing it seriously. Going to game companies saying, look.
They absolutely do.
They're on probation. Or they got to pay a fine or something or donate, $50,000 to the gun fund for kids killed by guns or something. They need some type of consequence because they really just don't care about our community. And if you don't care about my community, I don't need to be buying my games from you. I haven't bought a game from Walmart in some years at that.
I have not either. Not only does their selection suck, they have nobody there knows anything about games. Do not ask a Walmart employee about a game. You will very rarely ever get anyone who knows anything about a game. And then the most games they know about, or at least in my experience, are the sports games. Oh, yeah, man, come on. Let me show you this latest Madden. No, dude. I don't want to play fucking Madden, all right?
Yeah.
War is an RPG, all right?
What's an RPG?
What's an RPG? Oh, you
stop
know
fucking
what?
Talking. Just stop talking.
Back off.
Stop talking and back away.
Right.
Stop.
Just put your hands in the air. Just leave. Walk away.
So what did they end up getting for the kids? Do you remember what they bought?
They got Nintendo.
Aww.
Yeah, I was like, and then I said, and you may want to look into getting a Wii or a Wii U to keep them up and active. And she says, that's a really good idea. I said, yeah. There you go. So I think she got a Wii U for the kids.
So we should have them give us money for helping them out. Did you give them your name and number?
Yes. You hear that, Nintendo? I am touting your wares to people.
You ain't even much paid us. Look, let's say it that way because it's Southern. You ain't even much paid us.
I just know that Nintendo, as we've stressed time and time again, everybody's like, oh, Nintendo's so outdated. No, it's just that you've gotten older. Nintendo caters to a young audience. They know their target audience, and they cater very well. And there's always going to be a young audience. Always, 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 always.
And
always.
They get the kids' attention with what they got, the Mario Karts. The parents that do happen to know a little bit about games are going to pick it
yep.
up. I'm still trying
In
to
fact,
find this. Flashback business. What is going on
here? My brother actually bought my nephew, who's a hardcore gamer, a couple of 3DSs, and he's been playing Mario Kart. When I visited my parents, he played Mario Kart with his little buddy the whole time. I mean, they
Aww.
Were on their little handheld D-hole. Man, I got a red shell. Dude, you totally knocked me off. I got one if that knocked me off. That's what I was hearing the whole time. Oh, I want to play a game.
That
Let me hold that.
It's absolutely adorable.
It really is. It was the best thing. I was like, I'm so proud. I'm so proud.
I just like being so adorable. They're little and they're discussing a game. But I get like that when I hear Baby Natrix discussing. You know something she's playing?
Yep.
And she's very deep into the Minecraft, so you should hear the discussions. Well, you can't do that with ore. What I need is this such and such sword. No, that sword. No, you don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, my little girl is growing up, arguing about games already.
I'm so proud of you. Okay, I got some information for you on Flashback, by the way. What is going on? Okay, it's due to be released on the 21st. Of August, if you are interested in playing it. And it's going to be an Xbox Live arcade game. They have some stuff up about it, but... Okay, I see why it's an HD remake. I'm sorry, I would prefer to have the original version. I'm probably not going to like this. I'm really not going to like this. They gave him a face and everything. The original game, it was just, you know, his body shape and head. And no face. Now they gave him an actual face. And he's not even... I didn't like it. I didn't need a face for. This is going to be a platformer, just so you all know. It's not a multiplayer game. I'm not feeling this at all. Good luck with that, y'all. Play that. I think I'm gonna sit this one out. Okay,
yeah, I got the way you're talking about it. It doesn't sound like I'd be into it either.
The story was great, but I don't like what they did with. They should have left it as is. Kind of like that the War of the Worlds game. That's where the War of the Worlds got their look from this game, and it was the same thing. You know, they don't give the character an actual face. It's, you know, your imagination. You know, you have his body shape in there. Some things that are realistic, you know, coats flapping in the wind and, you know, hand, you can see each individual finger, but I like that he didn't have a face because then I didn't get all romanticized about him. Anyway, I got one more Steam call out to do because we got to go here in a minute. I am not pleased with you bitches who voted for Counter-Strike. I'm not pleased with you right now, okay? Okay, so let's all pull this together, and we're going to vote for Payday the Heist so that we get that one for cheap, okay? Payday the Heist is what you're going to click on. And then we all get a summer getaway trading card. You understand me? In the meantime, you can pick up a game called Ace of Spades for 75% off. That makes it a $2.49 deal for you. For those of you who love simulators like myself, like SimCity, Tropico 4 has a special Steam edition for $5.99. That's 80% off. I do not know what's in the Steam edition, but I love Tropico. I'm pretty sure if you like, again, simulators, you're not going to have a problem with whatever they put in, but you got 14 hours to get it. Okay, you know what? I'm sorry. I do have what's in the Steam edition. Sorry about that. Okay, so you got the pretty much all the DLC, the Pirate one, the Megalopolis DLC, the Vigilante DLC, Modern Times. Oh, I got to have that. Okay, yeah, so anyway, get over and get it. You got 14 hours to think about it. If you're like me, you got to think about it a long time. You got their Steam achievements. I don't think this one has a card with it. But go and enjoy, my people. Go forth and, you know, raise Tropico to new heights.
Go forth and multiply. And we are supposed to be gone by now. It's 11, by the way.
Oh, we got to go, people. So we'll see you guys tomorrow morning. Stay out of trouble.
Yes, tomorrow. Yes.
Yeah, I have no music.
I will be young.
I have no music. Ready?
I saw. Do, 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 do.
You know what? Let me go ahead and take care of this real quick.
Oh, yeah!
Did that one just for you.
The Force with you, young Skywalker. You are not a Jedi. You are not a Jedi.